Brittle Dancer took another handhold on the hot rock and pulled himself up. Below him, a sheer cliff dropped away to tumbled and broken rock. Wolf sat below, watching, tail wrapped around his front feet. From where he'd climbed, the view could literally steal a person's breath. Even Eagle didn't have a better perspective of the world. To either side, the sandstone cliffs dropped away from the pinnacle Little Dancer scaled. The land had been thrust up here, and he could see out across the entire basin to the blue-green mountains to the west. There, the peaks rose gray and jagged to rake the blue eminence of the sky.
I promised. I made my decision. Wolf Dreamer, where are you?
Despite his bleeding hands, he braced himself and pushed up, torn fingers reaching frantically for another hold. He found a slight fissure in the rock and pulled himself higher. His muscles quivered and ached under the strain.
Wolf Dreamer!
He got his foot propped on an angular projection and forced himself up. With a final burst of effort, he flopped over the top of the rock, sweat tickling as it dribbled down his fevered cheeks and traced irregular paths under his scalp. Flat on his back, he stared up at the sky. The endless blue seemed to beckon, to call him into an eternity he couldn't reach, no matter how high he climbed. There, up beyond the vastness of the sky, lay the land of spirits. He closed his eyes, the faces of his wife and children spinning out of his memory.
I can't go, Wolf Dreamer. I can't leave them. I love them too much. I like being who I am, not who you make me. I'm not a hero, not like you. I'm only a man, a husband, and father. Take someone else, someone stronger to fight your war for you. Please, Wolf Dreamer. Find a hero to do your work. I can't save the wolf bundle. I can't destroy Heavy Beaver. I love too much. I can't fight.
A chill memory of Heavy Beaver's curse, a vague flash of sage root, wrists gaping, flies buzzing, passed like a snow flurry through his mind.
Not me!
He rolled over and pushed himself to his feet. He stood on a rocky flat no more than 4 paces east, west, north, or south. Small tufts of bitterbrush and saltbush clung desperately to cracks in the rock. Washed by rains, scoured by the wind, nothing but a scatter of head-sized rocks remained.
Oh!
The work looked ancient, weathered away in places, clear in others. Dirt had drifted to fill part of the grooves, scrubby grass having taken root. The entire top of the rock had been laboriously pecked into a large spiral. Little Dancer shook his head, trying to back off the huge carving, realizing he had nowhere to go. Numb, he looked up at the sky, at the glaring sun.
Wolf Dreamer, come speak to me!
The sun burned down on him, baking his body. He stepped forward, grasping fingers, trying to pull the sky down.
Ah!
The sting seemed to come from the trampled brush at first. Then the burning reached past his desperation. He looked down, seeing the triangular head where it stuck to his leg. He kicked out, snapping the reptile loose to coil in the corner of the rocks. Hard stone beat against his flesh as he grabbed his ankle. A searing dizziness gripped him.
No!
Through fear, he felt the world lurch. He blinked with glassy eyes, feeling the poison burning along his veins. Frantically, he looked around, seeing nothing with which to puncture the wounds, perhaps to bleed some of the poison out, for he couldn't bend to suck it. He rubbed tears from his eyes. He could feel the grooves that had been pecked into the rock. He blinked, seeing he'd fallen in the center of the spiral, beginning and end, birth and death. He waited as the sun angled across the sky. Sick, nauseated, he felt death eating its way up his throbbing, swelling leg. The sun slanted to the west.
Monster creatures on bellies crawl. Bite a man's foot, watch him fall. Legless, armless, hair of scale, shakes a rattle on his tail. Teeth of poison, hollow flail, makes blood black and frail.
Who are you?
The sky? Aye, always the sky, blazing hot and white the land, scorched as by burning brand. Dream the big beasts to the stars, away! Their corpses bleach on dusty clay. Change the land the people tread, find a new way, or we'll all be dead. Learn the grass, the root, the berry. Time is short, life not merry. Pound and grind, grind and pound, while the hot wind blows around.
What do you want?
Blinking frantically, Little Dancer reached up, ever up, toward the blue inevitability of the sky.